Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living, and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Tagapagtangkilik dito sa Pilipinas Mabuhay. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? It, nandito na naman po si Tita Miriam and
Tito Oscar.
Tito Oscar, of
Liwan,
course.
Liwan, ano, lingwa po, Tito Oscar.
Yes, Tito Oscar, kumusta ang lahat nating mahal na listeners dito sa Pilipinas Mabuhay? Sorry, we've been away for a little while, and I hope you still enjoyed the recorded programs that were put on by the station. So we are back once again, thanks to the good Lord, and we'll be here with you to entertain you and to give you inspirations. We are here, you're listening to 104.6 Planet FM on Pilipinas Mabuhay. And salamat sa lahat ng tumulong, nag-support, nag-contribute, nag-join sa launching ng year-long celebration of 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines dito sa Auckland, Tito Oscar. Wow, a massive 6,000 audience, participants, supporters, contributors, and of course, devotees sa iba-ibang debosyon sa mahal na Birhen Maria at debosyon sa ating Poong Jesus. So, once again, salamat sa inyong lahat. From the ACFC Chairman, of course, Tito Oscar, Tito Sir Oscar Batukan.
Okay, and welcome also to our mga nurses nang bago lang dumating.
Yes, I heard dito, yeah. Oscar. What a good news, ano? So para hindi sila ma-stuck doon sa Pilipinas, at least they have the opportunity, they have the blessing na to get their camp training here in New Zealand.
Yes.
What a great blessing, what a good opportunity sa ating mga medical professionals to be able to do that, especially our nurses. I heard, Tito Oscar, that Filipino nurses are the best in the world. So, kudos sa lahat nating mga nurses, especially those ating mga kaibigan, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
And of course, welcome sa bagong mga dating. All the best for you. Ano, we will keep you in our prayers.
Definitely. Just at, keep warm kasi malamig na ngayon. Nabaguhan sila sa ano climate dito sa Oakland. Tito,
yes,
Miriam.
I'm pretty sure they do that. They are feeling the cold, Tito Oscar. And if any one of you has some anything that you probably might need help with, Tito Oscar can help you in a few things. So just give him a call on 0275701139. That's Tito Sir Oscar Batukan.
Okay. Ato silang galitan og para sayo, Tita Miriam, kay naanas na sa Oakland ang mga nurses.
Yes, Tito Oscar, I'm pretty sure they need that, no? While studying, I'm pretty sure they also miss their families back home. So, the good Lord will take care of you. Don't forget your prayers. Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM.
Nakitang nilayasan, iniwanan at ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng ang hirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang ang aking laging nabalikan.
Ating mga kaibigan dyan sa North Shore, ano, sila Emerson and Bernadette Dufable, itong kumadre at kumpadre-kumadre, Tito Oscar. Of course, to our very dear friends and family, and their family, Josie and Kathy Tomakin. And hi and hello to Charles. Congratulations on your engagement with Shane, huh? Tito Oscar, looking
yes.
forward to that.
Of
and
course.
Also hi and hello to Christine and Christian, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
So our dear friends, the Tomakin families.
Okay. And also greetings to our friends also, si Mr. and Mrs. Jose.
Of course, Boyet and Rexy Jose. They're such good people, Tito Oscar.
Yeah, I know. Very reliable.
I like their disposition.
Yeah.
And of course, to our dear Queenie. And happy birthday to Rexy and happy 32nd anniversary, Tito Oscar.
Wedding anniversary.
Wow, yeah. So all the best for you and all the many more beautiful years looking forward. And hi and hello also to Boboy and Joy Caballero and of course the kids Martin, Isabella and Alisa, Tito Oscar, to Barbic Montano and family. Hi and hello. To Boyet and Bea Viray, Tito Oscar. To Derek and Ate Comadre Nida Gray.
Yes.
Hi, Comadre. Hope you're much better now. And also, our friends here in the city area, Tito Oscar, to Romy and Nieda Chu.
Yes.
Yes, I heard they've got a new church there, St. Luke.
Yes.
So, they're very lucky to have that new church close to them. Also, Tito Oscar, hi and hello to Mavis Field and family. I heard Ina's doing really well with her career. To Alito and Mary Ann Bituon and family. To Willie and Lorna Gayatin, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
To Yvette Esplaguera and family. Also, hi and hello to Jojo and Mila Hernandez. Hi and hello to Michael and Odette Hernandez, Tito Oscar. Our friends from over there, there are quite a few of them, aren't there?
Yes.
Yeah. And also members of our family choir, to Eddie and Christine, and family Jesse and Vina, Tito Oscar, to Annie and Grace, and Phil and Rhea Turillo, Erwin and Marilyn Lacar, of course, to Bernie, and the rest of the choir, Tito Oscar.
Si Erwin at saka si Ulay.
Yes, to Erwin and Marilyn Lacar.
Si Rhea.
Yes, Phil and Rhea Turillo.
And family. Family.
And hope all the kids are enjoying the last few days of your school break. Yeah, you're back on Monday, aren't you? So enjoy and make the most of the last few days. It's only one more day, Tito Oscar. So it's not few days. Really, it's only a day. But, you know, you had your best, the beautiful weather during the 2 weeks that
they have really
were on
enjoyed
school
that
break.
I'm
yeah,
sure.
I'm pretty sure they did, Tito Oscar.
Yeah.
So, have a good going back to school on Monday, boys and girls. And moms and dads would be busy again with packing up school lunches, Tito Oscar. Came across this story about money. I thought it was a bit quite funny, but I'll share it anyway, Tito Oscar.
Okay.
So it's one of the inspirational stories that I usually go through, and the caption here says, "If you think nobody cares whether you are alive, try missing a couple of your payments. So the story goes, an old man came into the bank and asked for a loan of $500. The bank employee started filling out the papers. And so he said, what are you, the bank teller asked him, what are you going to do with the money, sir? And he said, I will go to the city to sell the jewelry that I made. What do you have for the security of the loan? And the man said, I don't know what a security is. What is it? Well, the bank teller said, security is something that has value and can cover the cost of the loan. Do you have a car? And he said, yes, I have a 1949 truck. Oh, no, sir. It won't work, said the bank clerk. Maybe you have some livestock? Yes, I have a horse. And how old is it? Said the bank teller. I don't know, because it does not have teeth anymore to tell. In the end, the papers for the loan were filled up, and the man was given his $500 loan. After 2 weeks, the man came back to the bank with a package of money. He counted the ones belonging to the bank and he the other ones. So the clerk asked, so what are you going to do with the rest of your money? And the man answered, I will keep them in my house, of course. But the teller advised him, you can make a deposit at the bank, you know. And what is a deposit? The man said, well, you give the money to the bank takes care of it, and when you need the money, you can take it. The old man thought, I wonder if it's a good idea, or should I just keep it at home? But in the end, the man said, so, does the bank have something to give me in security for the money? Siguradista yung chat ito, Oscar.
Tapos na. Bumaliktad ang matanda.
Mangayon na sa security si Oscar sa iyang yan deposito.
I like that. Okay.
Araw-araw kong naaalala, nang ako'y bigyan mo ng pag-asa. Lagi kang nasa isipan ko. Araw-araw ang pananabi ko. Makamtan ko ang pag-ibig mo.
Something of thought. One man bought a beautiful house with an orchard. Nearby, an envious man lived in the old house. He was constantly trying to ruin the mood of his new neighbor. He kept on throwing garbage under his gates and made other nasty things. So, silos gichag maayo Tito Oscar. One day the man woke up in a good mood, went out onto the porch, and saw a bucket of slops there. Wow! Ug ikaw Tito Oscar, suko na kaani.
Grabe, suko dyo kay Kuan. Ayun na kung siyang binuang manindako.
Okay. So the man took this bucket, poured out the slops, cleaned the bucket, put the most ripe and delicious apples there, and went to his neighbor. The neighbor heard a knock at the door and gleefully thought, finally, I got it. Kay iya mang yung yanggi ko ang yun niya Tito Oscar nga. Makipag-away gud siya kay silos lagi siya kaayo. So, he opened the door expecting for a quarrel. However, the man gave him a bucket of apples, saying, "The one who is rich with something shares it with others." Ang iyang gishare, ang iyang mga basura. So rich siya sa basura, Tito Oscar. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM with Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam. For some inspirational stories. When your values are clear to you, making decisions becomes easier. This was a slogan by a certain man named Roy E. Disney. Many years ago, a group of friends decided that they will gather together and spend their vacation on a coastal island. Presumably, each one of them were bringing with them their feelings and emotions. Each of them was having a good time, but one day there was announced a warning of a storm and everyone had to leave the island. This caused a panic. All rushed to their boats, and only Love, the person that I will call Love, did not wish to be in a hurry. There was so much to do. So Love was the last who realized that it was time to leave. However, no free boats were left, and Love looked around with hope. As the man whom I will call Prosperity was passing by in his classy boat, Love asked, "Please, take me in your boat." But Prosperity replied, "My boat is full of gold and other precious possessions. I'm sorry, but there is no place for you." Then a person called Vanity came by in a lovely boat, and Love asked him, "Vanity, could you take me in your boat? Please, can you help me?" Vanity replied, "No, your feet are so muddy, and I don't want my boat to get dirty." A bit later, a person by the name whom I will call Sorrow was passing by, and Love called for help. But Sorrow answered, "I am so sad, I want to be by myself." Then a person whom I will call Happiness came by. Love asked for help, but then again, Happiness was too very, very happy. It hardly concerned about anyone. Suddenly, somebody called out, "Love, I will take you with me." Love did not recognize its savior, just gratefully jumped on to the boat. When everyone had reached a safe place, Love got off the boat and met Knowledge. Love asked the person called Knowledge, "Do you know who helped me when everyone else turned away?" Knowledge smiled. That was the person named Time. Because only Time knows Love's true value and what Love is capable of. Only Love can bring peace and happiness. The message of this story is that when we are prosperous, we underrate love. When we feel impatient, we do not appreciate love. And even in happiness and sorrow, we overlook love. Only with time, we realize the true value of love. So why wait and not cherish love every day of your life? And remember, next Sunday, we celebrate Mother's Day, a special day for all mothers and all those giving motherly care. So make sure that we give them the love that they deserve. And more on inspirational stories, Tito Oscar. Do you want to listen to another one, Tito Oscar?
Yeah.
The happiest people are not those who have the best things in life, but those who enjoy life and get the most of it with what they have. A group of prestigious university graduates came to visit their old professor. During the visit, the conversation turned to work. Graduates were complaining about countless difficulties and problems of life. After offering coffee to his guests, the professor went to the kitchen and came back with a coffee pot and a tray filled with many different cups, porcelains, glass, plastic, and crystalline. Some cups were simple, other ones were expensive and so beautiful. When the graduates picked out the cups, the professor said, "Notice how all the beautiful cups were picked out and the simple and cheap ones were left behind. And although it seems normal for you, wanting only the best things for yourself, but that is the source of your problems and stress. You need to understand, though, that the cup does not make the coffee better. Most of the time, it is only more expensive, but sometimes it is hiding what we are drinking. Actually, all that you wanted was only coffee, not the cup. But you consciously picked the best cups and later watched what kind of cups the others got for themselves. And now think of this. Life is coffee. Job, money, position, society are the cups. They are only instruments for maintenance and upkeep of life. The type of cup we have does not determine the quality of our life. Sometimes, by concentrating only on the cups, we forget to enjoy the taste of coffee. So, the happiest people are not those who have the best things in life, but they are those who enjoy life and get the most of it with what they have. So, when being offered coffee, what cup would you choose, Tito Oscar?
Moderate one, Tita Maria.
Okay.
Not so beautiful, not so ugly.
Sa mundo, sa dalawang
So, Tito Oscar, I came across this very beautiful write-up on mothers. It's an advanced greeting to our dear mothers. And I came across this on a site called Vedantu.com/English. And it says, a mother is the first teacher and the first friend of her children. She carries her child in her womb for 9 months and nurtures her little one with all her heart and soul. She can decipher every gesture of her children since the time they are born. She loves her children unconditionally and guides them on the right path in life. She takes care of her children and ensures their safety in every way. We celebrate Mother's Day next weekend to thank our mothers, expressing our love and gratitude for them. So, advance Happy Mother's Day for next week. Every mother is devoted to her child throughout her life. Measuring the depth of a mother's sacrifice is not possible for anyone, nor can we repay the priceless favors and love of our mothers. It is therefore our duty to take care of our mothers and to respect and love them. Mother's Day is celebrated to make our mothers feel very special and shower all our love on her. And may our poons in your Santo Niño bless all our mothers, grandmothers, mothers-in-law, those giving motherly care to us when we were little. So we pray to you, Señor Santo Niño, to bless them, guide them, and protect them. And if and when they have left this world to a better place to be with our Father in heaven, we pray that they too will pray for us while on earth. Happy Advance, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers we know, mothers in our families, in our communities, in our faith journey. And so don't forget, every third Friday of the month, we have our devotional mass to Señor Santo Niño. For those who are far away, out of Auckland, and for those who are homebound or not feeling well, you know what to do. Stay home. But you will not miss the Novena Mass because it's being live streamed every month now. So that's third Friday of the month, Señor Santo Niño Novena Mass. 6:40 the Rosary, 7 o'clock Novena, and 7:30 p.m. the Mass. Yes, Tito Oscar?
Yeah, we have to say goodbye now, Tita Miriam.
Yes, of course. We hope you enjoyed the stories and the articles we shared with you. Be with us next week as we have more greetings for our beloved mothers, right? Yeah? And see you at Good Shepherd Parish, Good Shepherd Church, 11:30 for the Filipino Mass tomorrow. Once again, this is Tita Miriam giving you my love and prayer with Tito Oscar.
This is your Tito Oscar. Nagpasalamat din ha ninyo sa inyong pagpaminaw sa itong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM.
So once again, magkita-kita tayo next Saturday here on 104.6 Planet FM. Makita will be with us once again here on 104.6 Planet FM.
Makita-kita tayo sa simbahan.
Yes, Tito
Oscar. Sa Good Shepherd Church, sa atong misa, uma.
I'm getting mixed up, okay?
Okay. Mga kaigsunan kong minahal, kahanginan, salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa atong programa. God blessings be with you and your family. Good night.
Yes, yes, and do keep warm. It's definitely starting to get cold. I think me and Tito Oscar have 3 layers each, including our huge coats and our beanies. So that's how we are in winter. So, So once again, do take good care of yourselves. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar saying to you,
Pilipinas,
Pilipinas mabuhay!